Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on why people in Vietnam are boycotting Chinese goods.
After this incident, there are so many slogans in the internet, like stop using Chinese goods or something like this.
And we will tell you why police in the United States are using Chinese social media.
To create a bridge between the community, communications between the Chinese-speaking community and our police department.
Why some Vietnamese are angry with China, and why American police are using a popular Chinese messaging service. Those are our stories today on As It Is. China recently withdrew an oil rig from a disputed area in the South China Sea. Vietnam claims the same area. For Vietnamese, the waterway is known as the East Sea. China's deployment of the oil rig worsened ties between the two sides. As our Jerry Watson reports, the dispute has had a lasting effect on people in Vietnam.
Like many Vietnamese stores, this one is filled with products made in China. But a lot of these goods may not sell. Many Vietnamese are still angry about the oil rig dispute. Every year, Phu Long Hung buys school supplies for her children. This time, she says, she will buy only Vietnamese products. She says China has withdrawn its machinery from the disputed waters, but she says her first thought is that the Vietnamese people must buy products from Vietnam. One advertising campaign is designed to increase feelings of nationalism or loyalty to the country. Part of the campaign uses the saying, Vietnamese people give priority to Vietnamese goods. In May, China set up the drilling platform in disputed waters near the Paracel Islands. The action led to clashes between Chinese ships and Vietnamese fishing boats. Mai Mai is a college student in Hanoi. She says she still uses products made in China.
After this incident, there are so many slogans in the internet, like stop using Chinese goods or something like this. So many Vietnamese people did try to put their Chinese things away.
But she also says she will not buy new ones. China was Vietnam's largest trade partner last year. Vietnamese officials say the trade was worth more than $50 billion. I'm Jerry Watson.
A California police department is using a non-traditional tool to reach the local population. It is the first example of American police opening an account on Weibo, the popular Chinese website. As our Anna Mateo reports, this move is having a major effect on a city near Los Angeles.
Xu Ronggang owns a restaurant in the California community of Alhambra. As the owner, Mr. Xu has a lot on his plate, meaning he has many different duties. He makes sure his restaurant serves quality food. He also keeps records of how much money the business earns and spends. Mr. Xu also has another important duty, keeping his employees safe. For that, he turns to the Alhambra Police Department's page on the social media site Weibo. Xu Ranggang says the police leave messages explaining how they guard or patrol the neighborhood around his restaurant. He can also ask police officers safety questions. For example, he says, he and his employees work until late at night. The police offer a free service to look at the area around the restaurant. They also offer advice on security issues. The Alhambra Police Department opened its account on Weibo last year. This surprised local residents, including Wu Shuang. She says that in the beginning, she thought it was really unusual. She could not imagine that an official U.S. agency would ever use Chinese language social media. Police Captain Clifford Marr says more than half of the city's 80,000 residents are Asian, and most are Chinese. So, he says, deciding to have an account on Weibo made perfect sense.
So the reason for that is to create a bridge between the community, a communications between the Chinese-speaking community and our police department, and communicate, make them aware of how we can help them.
Only 10% of Alhambra's police department is Asian. And with limited resources, Mr. Marr says, the website is an important tool to reach the Chinese community.
Part of the Chinese culture is a closed society. They're not, in a sense, outgoing and bringing problems out to the public or especially some other entity like a police department. So a lot of crimes go unreported.
The Weibo account is also a place where the Asian community can find other information. Community members can read about road conditions. They can even ask questions that help new immigrants learn about life and culture in the United States. Wang Xinyi is a volunteer for the police department's Weibo account. She says residents ask all kinds of questions, including advice for what to do if neighbors are arguing loudly at night. Xu Ronggang says this kind of communication between police and the local population is different than it is in China. Alhambra police say police in other U.S. cities are watching to see the results of their Weibo experiment. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington.